Drawn by the public talk that Amaranta Buendía was receiving letters for the dead, Father Antonio Isabel arrived at 5 o'clock for the last rites, and he had to wait for more than 15 minutes for the recipient to come out of her bath. When he saw her appear in a Matapalam nightshirt and with her hair loose over her shoulders, the decrepit parish priest thought that it was a trick and sent the altar boy away. He thought, however, that he would take advantage of the occasion to have Amaranta confess after 20 years of reticence. Amaranta answered simply that she did not need spiritual help of any kind because her conscience was clean. Fernanda was scandalized. Without caring that people could hear her, she asked herself aloud what horrible sin Amaranta had committed to make her prefer an impious death to the shame of a confession. Thereupon, Amaranta lay down and made Ursula give public testimony as to her virginity. "Let no one have any illusions," she shouted so that Fernanda would hear her. "Amaranta Buendía is leaving this world just as she came into it." She did not get up again. Lying on cushions, as if she really were ill, she braided her long hair and rolled it about her ears as death had told her it should be on her bier. Then she asked Ursula for a mirror, and for the first time in more than 40 years, she saw her face, devastated by age and martyrdom, and she was surprised at how much she resembled the mental image that she had of herself. Ursula understood by the silence in the bedroom that it had begun to grow dark. "Say goodbye to Fernanda," she begged her. "One minute of reconciliation is worth more than a whole life of friendship." "It's of no use now," Amaranta replied. Meme could not help thinking about her when they turned on the lights on the improvised stage and she began the second part of the program. In the middle of the piece, someone whispered the news in her ear, and the session stopped. When he arrived home, Aureliano II had to push his way through the crowd to see the corpse of the aged virgin, ugly and discolored, with a black bandage on her hand and wrapped in the magnificent shroud. She was laid out in the parlor beside the box of letters. Ursula did not get up again after the 9 nights of mourning for Amaranta. Santa Sofia de la Piedad took care of her. She took her meals to her bedroom and annatto water for her to wash in, and she kept her up to date on everything that happened in Macondo. Aureliano II visited her frequently, and he brought her clothing, which she would place beside the bed along with the things most indispensable for daily life, so that in a short time she had built up a world within reach of her hand. She managed to arouse a great love in little Amaranta Ursula, who was just like her, and whom she taught how to read. Her lucidity, the ability to be sufficient unto herself, made one think that she was naturally conquered by the weight of her 100 years. But even though it was obvious that she was having trouble seeing, no one suspected that she was totally blind. She had so much time at her disposal then, and so much interior silence to watch over the life of the house, that she was the first to notice Meme's silent tribulation. "Come here," she told her, "now that we're alone. Confess to this poor old woman what's bothering you." Meme avoided the conversation with a short laugh. Ursula did not insist, but she ended up confirming her suspicions when Meme did not come back to visit her. She knew that she was getting up earlier than usual, that she did not have a moment's rest as she waited for the time for her to go out, that she spent whole nights walking back and forth in the adjoining bedroom, and that the fluttering of a butterfly would bother her. On one occasion, she said that she was going to see Aureliano II, and Ursula was surprised that Fernanda's imagination was so limited when her husband came to the house looking for his daughter. It was too obvious that Meme was involved in secret matters, in pressing matters, in repressed anxieties, long before the night that Fernanda upset the house because she caught her kissing a man in the movies. Meme was so wrapped up in herself at that time that she accused Ursula of having told on her. Actually, she told on herself. For a long time she had been leaving a trail that would have awakened the most drowsy person, and it took Fernanda so long to discover it because she too was befogged by her relationship with the invisible doctors. Even so, She finally noticed the deep silences, the sudden outbursts, the changes in mood, and the contradictions of her daughter. She set about on a disguised but implacable vigilance. She let her go out with her girlfriends as always. She helped her get dressed for the Saturday parties, and she never asked an embarrassing question that might arouse her. She already had a great deal of proof that Meme was doing different things from what she said, and yet she would give no indication of her suspicions, hoping for the right moment.